So that is pretty neat and it's different. So we're going to be in Isaiah chapter 43 this evening. We're going to reflect on this question. Does God want to do a new thing in you? Is God trying to do something new inside of you? And if God is trying to do something new inside of us, we must change our focus, we must quit looking behind us, and we must start looking ahead. Verse 18 in chapter 43 says, "Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past." See, if we're always looking behind us, we are never going to be able to see where we are going. And it's going to be so easy to stumble, to fall, to not get it right. It's going to be so easy to not know where we are going. And if we're ever going to move on to something new in Christ, we must learn that we cannot depend on our past victories to sustain us. See, Israel had many past victories. They got out of Egypt. They conquered the land of Canaan. They survived a split in their country. And now, all up until here, they're back in captivity. They're stuck. See, all of their victories they had could do nothing to free them. All their victories they had could do nothing to free them. They needed something new. They needed a new work. They needed a new miracle. And they needed a new victory. Just like we need a new victory. See, the question is not what has God done. The question is, what is God doing today? What is God doing today in your lives? See, we can't always look about what God has done. And those things are great. It's so amazing to be able to tell people the testimonies that God has done. But it is so great to be able to tell someone what God is doing today. What God is doing today in our church. See, we also cannot let our past failures to possess us. Do not dwell on the past. It is so easy to be consumed by what we've done wrong. It's so easy to be consumed by, "I'm just not good enough." God doesn't want someone who always messes up. God doesn't want someone who just doesn't get it right. See, when we do something wrong, we're supposed to ask for forgiveness. We're supposed to come and repent. And our God is so good and so great that He forgives us and He cleanses us of all unrighteousness, is what Matthew said this morning. See, the children of Israel, they had failed God miserably. Every time God blesses them, it seems like they always return them with evil. Every time God does something good for them, it seems like they always give them something bad. See, God gives them a temple, they give them idol worship. God gives them truth, they live and proclaim a lie. God gives them commands, they live like their suggestions. God gives them Himself, and they give them rejection. See, think about that. Put yourself in that. It's not just Israel. Put yourself in that. God has given us commands. God has given you something to do. Do you live like it's just a suggestion? God gives them Himself to us. And do you reject them? See, Israel didn't deserve anything from God. We don't deserve anything from God, but somehow our God is so good that He loves us through all our failures, through our iniquities, God still loves us, and He wants to help Israel change. He wants to help Israel change and help us change also. Notice God's message here. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? See, God is holding out His hand. He's holding out the hand of hope, saying, forget your past. See, I'm giving you an opportunity to start over. God gives each and every one of us an opportunity to start over. Turn with me to Isaiah 55, verse 6. Says, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and their unrighteousness, their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and He will have mercy on them. And to our God He will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Thank God His ways are not my way. Thank God His thoughts are not my thoughts. Thank God we have a God who knows what we need. We have a God who knows where we need to go. He knows the new things that we need to do. See, the time is now to seek Him. The time is now that He is near. The time to seek Him is now. It's so foolish for Israel and us to put God, and Dan always says, puts Him in this box. It is foolish to do that. It's foolish to try to mold God into something that we want Him to be. It is foolish for us to do those things. See, God's wisdom and God's knowledge far outweighs our own. His knowledge is greater than my knowledge. And I'm so glad that I give God control over those things. See, instead we must strive to fit ourselves in God's plans instead of making God try to fit into my plans or try to let God fit into my thoughts or fit God into my ways, because it will never work. God will never fit in your ways. God will never fit in your thoughts. The only way for this to work is to get on board with God, get on board to the new things that God has for you. It's time to get on board. See, if we're ever going to get anywhere in our spiritual walk, if we're ever going to get anywhere, we have to understand we cannot live on yesterday's faith. We cannot live on yesterday's faith. See, Israel's old faith was not sufficient enough to deliver them from their present problem. It wasn't sufficient. They needed a new faith, a new vision for what God could do. They needed a new portion of the faith that had brought to pass all of those other victories. They needed something new. And if we are ever going to move forward, if we're ever going to move ahead, we need to know that God is not the God of just yesterday. We need to realize that God is not just the God of yesterday, but He's the God of yesterday, He's the God of now, and He is the God of the future. And when we realize that God is God, and He knows everything, and we put our faith in Him, not just linger on the things He has done, but linger on the things that He can do, wow, what our life would be. What a life that we would have, that we could give up everything and have joy in what God has us to do. The new thing that God would have for us. We could have joy. And if that was to leave our jobs, to leave what we love in this world, and to do what He does. And it might seem crazy. It might seem crazy at the time to do something that God calls us, but to do it and to have faith and trust God, wow. How amazing would our life be? How joyful would our life be? See, if we're going to move forward, if we're going to move ahead, we must discover what God wants for us. We must discover what God wants for us. How do you view your life? How do you view your life? Is your life full of problems? Do you see problems? Or do you see possibilities? Do you see all the things that could go wrong? All the things that could happen through God? See, if we saw the possibilities that God sees in us, we could be strong and courageous like Joshua was when God gave him the commands. We could be strong and courageous. God commands us to be strong and courageous, doing all the new things that He would have for us. Just like He's demanding the Israelites to be strong and courageous in the new thing that He would have for them. In the new thing that they have to do. See, look what He says in the rest of 19, back in Isaiah 43. I am making a way in the wilderness, and the streams in the wastelands. He says, I am making a way in the wilderness. See, God is able to transform our wilderness areas of life, the crazy, messed up areas of life, into fields of blessings and fields of abundance. That's what my God can do. My God can also take a dried up, useless life and give it purpose. A person that thinks they can do nothing and say, you can do everything through me. Unlimited possibilities as long as you stay in my way. As long as you put your life in line with my life, that you don't linger left, you don't linger right, but you stay on that straight path. That straight path, you run that race straight down the middle where God would have you to run it. See, God has already set into motion your new thing. God has already set that new direction for you. God has set everything into motion for you. A new purpose for your life. And will you follow it? No matter how crazy it is. Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, He saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come and follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed Him. Going on from there, He saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father, Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them and immediately left the boat and their father and followed them. See, here's Jesus coming. He's walking on the Sea of Galilee. He sees two men, Simon and Andrew. He says, come follow me. I'll make you fish for people. I'll make you fishermen. What did they do? I don't believe they hesitated. I believe they got up, got out, and they followed him. He comes along a little bit further. Here's two more people. John, James, comes to them, and they were in the boat. They see Jesus coming along, and Jesus called on them. And what did they do? They immediately left their boat and their father and followed him. See, whatever God has called us to do, that new thing that God has called us to do, are we immediately going to do it, or are we going to hesitate? Are there consequences to hesitation? Yeah. Are you immediately going to get out of your boat and get on God's boat? Are you immediately going to get up and do what God is calling us to do? Psalms 95. Psalms 95, verse 6. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are His people of His pasture, the flock under His care. Today, if only you would hear His voice. We are under God's care. Amen? I can't think of a better person to be under. Because there is no better person than God, our Maker, the creators of the heavens and the earth, the person that knows all things, full of godly wisdom, not worldly wisdom. Someone that you can rely on in all aspects of your life. To know where you need to go, seek Him, and He'll tell you. To know where you want to go, and God will tell you which way to go. It is so easy for us to get off this path. It is so easy to hesitate on this new thing because it doesn't seem to us like we can do it. See, if our church thought that we couldn't do it, we have all the blessings that God has given us. Look to your left, look to your right. Can a church support this many ministries without God? No way. But He has given us a new thing. He says, don't look behind you, keep looking ahead. Don't look at the numbers, look ahead. Don't look at the $0 in the bank account. Look ahead and know that I am your God. So as we stand and we go ahead and play an invitation song, I want you to think really hard. Really hard, because if God wants to do a new thing in you, it's going to help the church.